Happy Saturday. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. I am still on the road. State fairs, this time in Idaho, Blackfoot, Idaho. I love Idaho. And Colorado. Well, most of Colorado. Wyoming, Montana. You know, the Rocky Mountain states are the marrow of the country. They're the spine of America. And in many ways, along with Texas and a few others, kind of the last great hope for the America that our founders built. It is amazing to get a feel for the country in talking to thousands of people. You'll notice my voice is hoarse. When I say thousands of people, that's not an exaggeration. It's not a euphemism. I have talked to thousands of people over the last 10 days in a number of states, the most recent being Idaho. You can take all those fancy polls, Fox and Quinnipiac and Pew and ABC Wall Street Journal and NBC yada yada, whatever it happens to be, and nothing beats boots on the ground, face to face, eyeball to eyeball, discussions with a vast array of folks from really early teens to 90 years old, men and women of all sorts of avocations, of all sorts of social castes, of all sorts of positions in life, to get a feel, really, for how frustrated, how disappointed, how upset, how concerned, and how angry people are over the continuing expansion, particularly of the federal government, ridiculous regulations, intrusion into private lives, trampling on liberties, undercutting constitution and basic values of the American system. People are very unhappy. They are very angry. They are very frustrated. And yes, they are very concerned. In fact, in some cases, I'd say fearful. On a whole wide bunch of levels. The economy. You notice the job numbers that came out this last week. Lowest number of new jobs created. Yet the unemployment rate ticked down. Gee, it went down to 6.1%. We only created 140,000 or so new jobs. That will tell you how skewed the government reporting is, how they have manipulated the information that they feed you. And I guess this show is going to be about that, about how the government has become the enemy of the people rather than of the people, by the people, and for the people, which just so happens to be in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. You know, those minor little documents that Mr. Obama likes to ignore. He's busy playing golf. In fact, he ignores everything. And he ignores everything because he's not incompetent. I've said this a million times on these shows. Go back, listen to the archives. He's not incompetent. This is his plan. The guy is brilliant. Let me tell you something. The reason he hasn't launched an all-out attack against ISIS, the reason he didn't pound them into oblivion when they were massed on the Syrian border, and he knew they were massed on the Syrian border a year ago, and he's lied about it to us since. Of course, he lies to us about everything, along with his minions. Because he wants them to win. I want you to understand that. This guy wants ISIS to win. He is so anti-American. He considers America to be a colonial power. ISIS is erasing colonial boundaries drawn by France and Britain, other horrible colonial powers in his estimation, that were drawn rather randomly in 1917 during World War I, the Ottoman Empire. To him, ISIS are freedom fighters, valiant Muslim soldiers. The fact that he's a Muslim sympathizer at best, I think, is pretty apparent. When you can't use the word Islamic extremist, you never use the word Muslim, and jihad has been banned by administration from the training manuals of the CIA, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security, which itself is a joke, run by one of his underlings. There's a reason for that. And everybody attributes it to PC, to political correctness. It's way more than PC, folks. Way more than PC. This is not trying to be polite and nice. This is a view into a mindset of the small percentage of people at the top of the United States government and what they really think. You realize that the bad policies of this country, whether it comes to ISIS, whether it comes to the economy, whether it comes to Obamacare, and there's been some more wrinkles on that, the mindset of these people represents the mindset of probably 0.5% to 1% of the population. And yes, there's liberals who agree with it or agree with it partly, but I'm talking about the hardcore communist Muslim sympathizers. Am I getting down on the Muslim faith? No. Am I getting down on the many Muslims who find ISIS and what they do or similar Islamic extremists absolutely appalling? No. But you know, there's a large percentage of people in the Muslim religion, and perhaps it's true, you know, of almost any religion, who are outright in support of ISIS. You don't hear them speaking up, do you? I mean, those are lonely voices when you do hear them. And this administration is absolutely, positively, without a doubt, not on our side. I want you to understand that. They are not on our side. Our army, our armed forces, are being run by a few people. The people that he has inserted almost like a shadow government into the positions of czar, into the heads of departments, into various administrative posts at various agencies such as the EPA. These people are the enemies of America. They are the enemies of your family's future, because they don't care about you. They really don't care about the country other than being in control of it and having the power to promote their ideology and block other ideologies. Think about the other bombshells that have occurred over the last week or two that have been knocked out of the news by such things as Joan Rivers dying. I mean, yes, great comedian. Do we need to see 48 hours of news on it? I don't think so. Other items. Think about the diversion they're trying to create in Ferguson, Missouri. Was it unfortunate that the cop shot that black kid? Yes. Do we know what happened? No. Is it worth a national tempest? Absolutely not. Where's the national tempest over the 15 to 25 people that will be shot this weekend from the time of this broadcast till Sunday night in Chicago, which happens to be black-on-black violence? How come Eric Holder isn't there? Why does he have a team of Justice Department boys down there, huh? Why is that? Because it's a diversion from what they're really doing, what they're really thinking, what's really important. And what's really important to Americans is, number one, the rule of law, which they have consistently flouted and continue to flout. The upcoming thing is going to be amnesty of some way, shape, or form. They'll couch it in some warm, soft, fuzzy terms. But bottom line is, Obama and his minions, who now include advisors at the top levels of his White House, not only of the Muslim Brotherhood, Listen to my past shows on that. Just go back into the archives. I give you the names, where they're in, the Department of Homeland Security, the White House being paid for by your tax dollars. But now includes one of the top people from La Raza, which is, you know, it's not ISIS. It's not Al-Qaeda. But I would say it's at the top of the heap in terms of extremist and sometimes violent or promoting violent Hispanic type natures. In fact, La Raza, if you really look into it, believes that Mexico is the rightful owner still of about a third of the United States. And that, in fact, that third of the United States should go back to Mexico. And that includes Southern California and Texas. I'm not making this up. Look it up for yourself. And they're now a top advisor in the White House. I wonder what that little amnesty, unilateral, unconstitutional action by Obama is going to be. You know, we have a chance to turn this around in November. If you vote and you get your friends out to vote, we might make a dent. We might delay this mess. Maybe by delaying it, we'll find the time to eventually combat it, turn it around, bring America back. But that's up to all of us. In the past week, while we've been diverted by Ferguson, and we've been diverted by Obama's golf game, and we've been diverted by a host of other nonsense, which the mainstream media loves to insert in the news cycle, for exactly those reasons, i.e. to divert us. We've seen the government pull funnies and fast ones on us on a whole range of topics. Number one, we were told that Obama didn't know about ISIS. He knew about ISIS. He knew about ISIS a year ago. Understand, he wants them to win. I know that sounds crazy. I know that is out of the normalcy bias, out of the box that most of us think in. But Obama considers France and Britain and the United States colonial powers. Read his book. And those arbitrary lines, admittedly arbitrary lines, that France and Britain drew in the sand over there to create Iraq and Syria when the Ottoman Empire was broken up in World War I around 1917, he abhors. To him, ISIS are freedom fighters. We're merely a colonial power. Oh, and did I mention that, you know, our population is the top 1% of wealth in the world, and we need to redistribute that to the rest of the world. We've been lied to here in the last week. There was 140,000 new jobs created, the lowest amount in a very, 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 very long time since those reports came out. Yet the unemployment rate went down to 6.1%. I've talked many times about how the government statistics are skewed. I mean, the bottom line is there is virtually nothing that you can believe that the federal government tells you, particularly if it comes from the White House or the top levels in the Senate, i.e. Harry Reid, or Nancy Pelosi over in the House, or Debbie Wasserman Schultz, that you can believe. I mean, they are absolute, outright, bald-faced lies. You can keep your doctor. You can keep your policy. Your premium is going to go down $2,500. I mean, that's probably one of the most famous ones. By the way, did you know Obamacare, the site got hacked? Over the last week, you heard very little bit about that, huh? Several million people's information was compromised. I mean, we talked about that 9 months ago, the lack of security on the Obama site, which was never set up because they don't care. Understand that the top, you know, we'll say 5 to 10,000 people, the progressives, that are in the White House, that he has installed in the agencies, that are in the czar positions, that are advisors to all the agencies, that are the secretaries of the various departments, with very few exceptions. This is like a shadow government. He talks about democracy. This country and its policies, both domestic and foreign, are being run by a fingerful, a thumbnail full of the population. Contrary to the wishes of most of the American people. Forget my boots on the ground study over the last 10 days, which has been highly informative. Go back to those fancy polls. Take a look at the numbers. The latest revelation now is in Benghazi. You know how we've been told all the lies about Benghazi? One of the biggest ones, there was never a stand-down order. Hillary Clinton has said that. Obama has said that. All his minions have said that. Now, finally, we have three guys stepping forward who were on the ground. They were told to stand down not once, not twice, but three times. And in their estimation, the outcome would have been entirely different. Perhaps no one, no Americans would have died in Benghazi had they gone when they were ready to go. And they were told to stand down by the CIA station chief in Tripoli three times on orders from question mark. That's what we need to find out. Go get him, Trey Gowdy. I've often said Benghazi is going to be a huge torpedo in the side of Obama's ship. It is. There's lots more to come out. And by the way, they talked about how they have been scared and subjected and threatened if they came out and told the truth. What kind of government is this that threatens people with telling the truth, that willfully hides the truth from its population, that habitually and constantly and consistently, day to day, lies to its people? A government that is supposed to be per the founders, of the people, by the people, and for the people? Who are these people? You know, there is good and evil in the world. There really is. There always has been. It's just part of the universal energies. And right now, the government of the United States is run by evil. And I think that you're going to see that play out, unfortunately. Excuse me. You're going to see that play out, unfortunately, and I've been warning about it. You know, I've put out that new section of articles. By the way, the articles are a little bare right now this week. I'm going to be adding to them. I've just had a limited amount of time to read and post and have my producers post. I'm not going to just post any article. I like to post good ones for you guys. So there'll be more. Stay tuned during the course of the week because there are some great articles out there which you need to read. But I added that whole section on family safety. I mean, there's a reason for that. You know what's been buried in the news this past week? The fact that there's somewhere around 11 Libyan airliners. Remember Libya? Obama went in there and destabilized the government. It's now a haven for Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and who knows who else. Islamic extremism. Libya, of course, is where Benghazi is. The matter we were just talking about. There's 11 Libyan airliners gone. Apparently taken, stolen, who knows what, by ISIS. I'll remind you that this is September 5th, or 6th actually, and 5 days from now is the anniversary of 9/11. Where are these airliners? Think about the fact that ISIS stole, once again buried in the news, but you can go back in my archives, 88 pounds of radioactive material from the university in Mosul when they took that town. And, of course, they took that town because Obama never stopped them at the Syrian border, despite intelligence information to the contrary and military pleas to do so. There are some really bad things afoot. And we are being numbed by stories about football. Joan Rivers, I have nothing against Joan Rivers, she was a great comedian. Joan Rivers' death. Ferguson, Missouri, which is a trumped up piece of nonsense. As tragic as it may be, it's really not worth more than 5 minutes of national news. It is what it is. Either that poor kid that got shot deserved it and the cop is protecting himself, or he didn't deserve it and the cop committed murder. Have a trial, find out, do what's just. We don't need the diversion. There's far bigger things afoot. 140,000 jobs in the economy. What exactly is going on with this economy? You know, if you listen back in my show 6-7 months ago, I was railing about how false these unemployment numbers were, how weak the economy really is in most sectors. This is true. So going forward, as we go to November, where we have a shot to turn part of this around, if you get involved, if you get your neighbors involved, weed through the information that you are deluged by every day. Pick out what is important and focus on that. The rest of it is static. It's the fuzz on a TV screen. And it's a TV screen that has been turned on the volume high deliberately by this government and the shadow government these people have set up. Next week, I'm going to go into some more detail when I really have time. I'm going to do probably about a 45-minute, maybe an hour show, because I've been putting together, compiling a list of matters that you really need to be informed of. I don't have time right now. In fact, I'll be signing books here, and it's been phenomenal. Thousands of books out to new readers. Thank you. Thousands of books out to old readers, and it's a pleasure meeting readers from across the West. So stay tuned for next week. In the meantime, get the chatter and the fuzz to the left, which is where it's created, and focus on the right things. Your family security, our international policies, the threat to America by Islamic extremists, whether they be ISIL or otherwise, and read that family safety column. Go back several shows. It doesn't hurt to be prepared. And if something nasty happens, you're not going to have time. So, this is Reed Lance Rosenthal from the Idaho State Fair, Blackfoot, Idaho. We will talk to you next week. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears tuned. Look through the static, folks. There's lots and lots and lots to see.